How are you? What's on your mind?
Honestly, it's been a very good start to September.
Good.
I've got about half a million in assets coming in over the next 2 weeks. So
Great.
it's the best start to month that I've had since starting. So,
Great.
and I've been trying to do a little bit more of kind of what you've been talking to us about for just asking for referrals, and kind of recognizing that. I actually just finished a meeting with a prospect, and she's going to send me some referrals out of it. Basically, kind of
Great.
sharing that client model. The service model is what's resonating with a lot of folks, that and the financial planning side.
That's the key. You combine those two, you got yourself a good business.
And it's been the fun part too. Like I thoroughly enjoy the kind of the monthly meetings. I've got three of them this week with some of my first clients that are getting their first statement.
Getting their first
And so I always
statement.
do.
Great.
I always do.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I always try to do the first of the monthly meetings is kind of like a account statement review, and then kind of going over some of like the online stuff that they might not know about, and especially for some of the older clients, having like they get overwhelmed by the account statements, and so just kind of showing them high level like if you're only going to look at three things, here's what you need to look at, and then we can talk about anything that's raising a red flag off of those three numbers.
It
Hey
seems
guys,
funny.
I'm in the meeting.
Hey, Derek. It seems funny
Hey
that
Derek.
people even get statements anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. I don't. I haven't gotten a statement for a long time.
Now, the other thing I hadn't done in a long time was written a check.
Yeah, I don't write. My wife writes checks, but I don't. It's more of account. You know, I
Hey
deposit.
Rob,
Derek, how are
good morning.
you?
I'm working from home. I'm having problems. I could see you guys. My video is not working for some reason. I don't know whether I should close it and try to re-enter or just make it an audio only call today.
Well, I like seeing your handsome face, so if you want to try again.
All right, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna leave and I'm gonna come back in and see if it'll reconnect. I'm gonna stay on the audio though, I think.
Okay.
So, Rob, what's new in your world?
Good question. I'm not, I'm in Nashville, and it's quite a city. It's amazing. It's exploding. So I take a walk every morning just to get to know the city better. And it's amazing. I realize the AllianceBernstein new building is it's kind of on Fifth and Broad, but maybe back one more. I think maybe the next street is Church. It's a huge building and it connects to something like this new mall of food and other things called Fifth and Broad. And man, the city is just ripping. I mean, it's just exploding. It's kind of like watching New York build from the inner out.
My brother's an architect in Nashville, and so he's enjoying the fruits of that.
My God, he must be, he's got to be busy, 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 right?
Oh, they're exploding at this point because everybody's projects from last year they got put off because of COVID. Everybody's coming in with a vengeance, and they do a lot of government contracts, and so it's kind of like a use it or lose it situation. So trying to get as much done as possible before the budget year ends.
Yeah. Well, Nashville is, you know, the center of, I was just up walking around the Jackson State House building, and it was amazing. Old buildings and new buildings, and it's a wonderful place. A lot of museums, and so I'm enjoying it. So, you know, I'm enjoying my granddaughter. Oops, I gotta let him in now. There we go. I think he's just coming in by audio. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. This is it's trying to connect again now here. Let's see if it's going to let me in here. Already joined by phone. You guys can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, yeah, clear.
Yeah.
No video.
Huh. And Derek, I know sometimes I've had to completely log out of the computer and log back in. When I'm working remote, it won't pick up the computer camera. So I don't know if that's the same issue you're having, if it's not getting that option.
We're fine. This will be fine.
Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I think, yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah. It's just everything's changed. You know, it's so hard to get workers right now. Rob, we had some water damage in our basement. And so we've had a series of people who do specialized jobs come into, you know, demolition and then waterproof and put things back together and, you know, restore it. And today is the only day we can either get carpet people today or we can get them sometime in October. So
wow,
today's the day. Yeah. But we did not have a painter. We thought we had somebody that was going to paint and do the work. And he said, well, I didn't include painting in my estimate. So my wife and I were up painting just a couple walls. It wasn't bad, but we were up late trying to get ready for carpet today. So yeah, it's fun time here at the Scribner House.
Isn't it great when they, yeah. When the demand outstrips supply. We're talking about Nashville and the same thing. I mean, there's so many little workers walking around, you know, and they just, you can imagine this town trying to fill all these bars and restaurants and all that with workers. And it used to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It used to be reasonable.
Yeah.
So who knows, but it's all good, I guess. Everybody's working. I can't imagine
Those
7 million people that aren't working.
Well, we're about to go to California next Wednesday with Johnny's parents, actually. And so one of my clients that I spoke to yesterday, he's from California, and he said, be prepared for all the homeless that you're going to see. And so went on and looked, and it's like a tent village, apparently, in different parts of the city. He said it's everywhere. So
you're going to San Francisco?
We're going to San Francisco, and then we're going to go up to Napa and Sonoma.
Nice. Right
there.
Yeah. Love
so
it.
We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, just hold your nose when you're in San Francisco.
I can't believe that. Yeah, you know, I've heard it's really bad.
They used to have, I don't know if they still have them, but they had sex tents.
Really? Is that sort of like the red light district in
Johnny,
California?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm not sure exactly. Johnny does?
Like, I know they've got like all the homeless tents. Is that what you're talking about? Or is it?
No, they actually put in, because people are having sex in the streets. They put in tents so you could go in and have sex and then move on. You know, it's a very big gay community.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, the gay community
Wow.
has a little less discretion than than some. And so they put in sex tents. So be careful what tent you walk into.
I would love to see the city permit for that one.
Huh? You what?
I would love to see the city permit, so they have to fill out for those.
Yeah, no, they don't. They just allow them to put them. The city probably put them up. I think the city put them up, and they give you, you know, provide condoms, and it's a great place. It's like, wait a minute, maybe we should skip San Francisco and just go right on to Napa Valley. I don't know.
They're going to wine country with my parents who don't really drink.
Oh, perfect.
Still trying to figure out how that one ended up even happening.
Well, they'll have fun. Anyway.
So
it's great fun.
I think that they'll enjoy the countryside and the. Your mom wanted to go there when the grapes were in, you know, about to be harvested. So
it'll be beautiful.
It'll be nice. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, so it'll be fun, but. Anyway, well, it's good to see you. At least I can see you. You can't see me, but I can see you. Listen, it's been everything's been really good.
Great.
I will say. So, yeah, it's kind of amazing in the very busy, but I just can't remember when I've seen a time where money has come in like it's coming in. It truly is sort of amazing right now. So millions of dollars coming in. I mean, just, you know, 500,000 here, a million there, 2 million here. I mean, it's amazing, Rob. So thank you.
Well, good. Do you think it has something to do with Supernova, or is it just because of your charisma?
Ah, you know, if it was all me, I'd probably still be treading water. So and I think Supernova has a huge impact. I mean, being organized and I'm only moderately organized, right? I mean, there's still so much I could do. But one other good piece of news. So we've hired, just going through, compliance background, checks and things like that. But if all goes well, we'll have a full-time planner on board October 1st.
Wow.
And yeah, her name's Kathleen Smith, and she will come into our Wealth Advisor Associate program. And so she'll be doing planning for not just us, but other teams around the complex. But she's going to be based in our branch, and that'll be a 1-year position for her. But she'll be able to help run Supernova and do our plans, which is going to be a massive uptick for us. And then, you know, the idea is to bring her on the team because she'll go into the same program that Johnny's in a year from now. So that'll put our team at three, you know, as we get started here in all this. And but anyway, super excited about having her come on.
Tell me a little more about her. Where did you find her? Does she have her CFP? Is she getting it, et cetera?
She's going to get her CFP. I actually found her through Johnny's dad. She came to visit church. They had just moved here, and he'll do this from time to time, but she just moved here from Kentucky. She worked for an RIA up in Kentucky, very similar business, you know, had roughly 200 clients, average client size is about 800,000, and would vary from about 300,000 up to about 50 million. In assets per client.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a business very similar to mine. And then he also had and was developing a sports athlete, kind of a private office for athletes, I guess mm-hmm. you'd say. So she said one of their primary focuses was developing their client service model. So she's had a lot of experience with that. So when we started talking, it was like we were speaking the same language almost immediately. And so she understands, she gets it. So yeah, it was just a kind of a great chain of events that led to our meeting and then getting her on board, and we got her before the bank did. So, which was even better.
Really good. Can I ask how much you had to pay her?
I can share that with you offline.
Okay.
I said, you want me to drop off this one, Garrett?
No, that's okay.
Well, it's a recorded call.
Yeah. That's okay.
The issue.
Yeah.
I don't mind doing that though, for sure.
Okay.
And so we were able to build into that comp though expectations, you know, like, okay, I want you to get your CFP. And in order for you to do that, it's going to cost you, say, $5,000 sort of out of your pocket along the way. We're going to reimburse you for that. But in the meantime, I'm going to pay you enough to cover that. So in essence, you're creating yourself a little bonus, not just a reimbursement for doing that. And I want you to do it in a year. And so she agreed to do that. And then, of course, we'll get all of her licensing done as well. She's got industry experience, which is pretty cool because Johnny and I were talking about with his, he's got to get the industry experience before his CFP would go into effect. So for her, the shot clock or the lead time's a little bit less.
Yeah, she can probably, you know, my understanding, it's either 4,000 or 6,000 hours, which is
4,000, 6,000 hours. Okay. Because I was thinking 3 years, which is about what she's put in with this guy, Ron, up in Kentucky. So I believe she's got 3 years industry experience right now.
And you got to document, you know, Johnny, are you enrolled in the program now?
Not yet. I just hit my 6 month mark where I can get reimbursed. And so I think, Derek, you talked about Kathleen and me basically doing the program together, right?
That would be fantastic.
Because I can do the coursework and sit for the exam, but I can't use the CFP title until I hit, you were right, 6,000 hours. So like that, Morgan Stanley has a 3-year rule. So I can't use it before 3 years, but I can sit for the exam beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can get that accountability partner, we can knock it out and stay together.
And you have six modules you have to get through, right?
Pulling up right now. I know it's the ones I've seen from the colleges. It's usually like 9 months or 9 courses, I think.
Is it 9?
But
okay.
I'm trying to find exactly where it tells me what courses are required. Let me see. It's a lot of stuff that, like, I know Kaplan's got a pretty quick program.
Yeah, I mean, you can get through the program. You just have to have the hours, and you've got to work underneath a CFP, supposedly.
Yeah, so we've got Campbell, who's a CFP in our branch. We do have another CFP that's in our branch.
Okay, that's great.
You just have to figure out the rules of the road. Yeah,
you just have to document the fact that you're working. If you work underneath a certified financial planner and you're full time, you can do it in 4,000 hours.
Okay. I was going to get Kathleen on this call today and, anyway, I'll get her on next month.
Okay. Speaking of that, are we set up to do another year?
I hope so. I thought we were never going to part.
Okay. All right. I'll just check with Cindy. So you took care of that, okay. Right?
Yeah, I haven't talked to her. So I've got to remit the payment. I know, I think probably right now, I think we're on that cycle because we're on the grieving, we're on the quarterly cycle in, for June. So today, this would be September. So.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. please check with Cindy.
Yeah. Just to go through some housekeeping in terms of the process, kind of an inventory. Number of clients on the system. You had 33 last time we talked. Where are you now?
I don't have everything pulled up in front of me, but I would say in the high 40s.
Okay.
I mean, I did. I've added a pretty fair number.
How are you doing in terms of agendas and executive summary?
I've been actually doing pretty well with those. I've just been using the emails to follow up, and those have been really good, and just printing those out and putting them back in the client folders. And that has led into the, to the next month's conversations. So it's been better. The agendas have been better, and especially with prospects too. Some of these bigger prospects and other clients, but adding them to the system. Hold on, I've got somebody. I just feel out of sorts when we've got people working with the house. I don't even know whether they're. I'm hearing knocks on the door, and I don't know which doors they're knocking at. Let's see. Hey, I'm sorry again.
They're not.
I don't know if they're knocking on the door. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Antonio, hey. No, he won't bite. He's nice. He's a friendly dog. I'm sorry.
does your dog bite?
No, dog doesn't bite. No. Okay, let's see.
Do you remember that from? Did you ever see the Pink Panther? Peter Sellers.
Okay, I'll bring
Pink Panther. It's a famous scene.
The newer one, or the old?
The original. And he said, does your dog bite? And the guy goes, no. And then he goes to pet him and the dog bites him. He goes, what did you mean? You said your dog doesn't bite. That is not my dog.
I forgot about that. That's a great one.
My old friend, Peter Sellers. Anyway.
These guys need three-pronged extension core, and I'm halting progress because I have no idea where a three-pronged extension cord is.
I don't even know what it is. Oh, I do. Yeah. It's got the three prongs.
Really, I've got one of them.
It keeps you from lighting up.
Yeah, you don't want to get electrocuted, but
right.
Oh, you know what? I do know where one is. I'm walking all over my house right now.
That's good.
This house, Rob, was move-in ready 3 years ago, and it looks like a bomb went off in our basement. To see it, it's. I don't don't know how much of an extension this guy actually needs. But it's, sorry, you guys are getting a full experience here today.
Johnny, how about mastermind groups or centers of influence? How are you doing on that?
So I'm still kind of in the early process of it. I've got a divorce attorney
that'll help with that. Or do you need it longer?
I'm trying to work with in the Atlanta area for kind of the mastermind portion, and trying to grow out my mastermind group in Atlanta. And then as far as the Columbus area, I've got an accountant that Derek uses. And I've had some early conversations with him, but haven't been able to get a chance to meet him face to face yet. But he came highly recommended, so I've already gotten a client for him. I had a client that had a pretty complicated business tax situation that her accountant couldn't handle, and so she's using him. She's using my guy now. So trying to go out and build out that mastermind group. But right now, what I'm doing is focusing a little bit more on kind of those community organizations and finding ways that I can get into leadership roles. So I'm now connected with the Chamber of Commerce's Young Professionals and the United Way Emerging Leaders Program. And I'm on the social committee for the United Way one at this point. Those are the two in Columbus outside of doing the Rotary meetings with my dad. So trying to find that kind of that path to getting on the boards and getting those leadership roles.
It's great. Your dad is such a big, huge help for you. I mean, it's so nice to be able to have somebody like that to work with, you know, because he can teach you everything about building your network and how do you be a center of influence in order to get centers of influence. You know, you have to have your golden Rolodex of enthusiastically endorsed professionals in the community. And once you have that, then you're very valuable. Your dad is an incredibly valuable member of the community because I bet he could solve anybody's problem for anything, right?
Very much so. And he's also built a very good reputation for himself. So Derek introduced me to one of his new clients last week. And initially, they were a little bit more standoffish because they knew they wanted to work with Derek, but they didn't quite trust me yet. They didn't quite place who I was. So they got into the meeting. They were like, oh, we're so glad to be back in Columbus. We just absolutely love going to First Baptist Church. That preacher is absolutely amazing. And so I kind of just leaned over and I said, I appreciate that. That's my dad. And then the whole conversation completely changed.
Yeah.
Because they started bringing me into the conversation instead of talking to Derek and not paying attention to me.
Yeah. It's look, your reputation and your brand is a generational thing. And just think about, you do it. Your dad did it. I don't know if there was a generation before you in Columbus, but that before your dad, is he from Columbus or did he come with the church or what?
We moved in 2003.
You're fairly new. Yeah, that's still pretty new for a town like Columbus. So.
Yeah, he's done great though. He's gotten super connected.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And then
so I'm trying to take a page from that book and get as involved as possible without overwhelming myself. Also, focusing on those activities I enjoy doing as well.
Yeah, especially if you're young. You know, you don't have a lot of family obligations, so you can focus on the community, which is great. You get to meet a bunch of people, and that's terrific. Well, great. You guys are doing fine. So are you back, Derek? Kind of. No. He's in the middle of the storm. Did you guys get a lot of water?
Sorry, guys.
I feel like it's rained every week for probably like the past 6 months.
Wow.
And it's been a decent amount. Although I saw yesterday on one of the Instagram pages I followed that the interstate kind of over in my area in Atlanta was having flash floods. But no telling what I'm going to get back to when I get home in Atlanta.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, just think about that. I mean, that wasn't part of the hurricane. That's just, what, random?
I think it's just like a little bit of residuals. And I think we've just gotten too much rain that the ground can't.
Yeah, it's do you remember when Atlanta had a drought that was so bad that they were worried forever? Remember?
Oh, yeah. I mean, at that point, Atlanta was on shortages. Athens was on shortages. We were counting down the days of how much reserve we had left.
Right. The aquifer.
They just built a huge part over by me that's now got 3 days worth of reserves. That way, if we do have the situation again, like we've got an extra reservoir.
Well, that's great. That's great. That's terrific. One of the ideas that I think I shared with you guys, I got to make sure that I do, is this idea of the gratefulness concept of thanking clients and thanking centers of influence. Did you get that set up? How are you doing on that, Johnny?
So for me, I'm just now starting to get those referrals. And so I'm making a point to kind of keep that person in the loop. But I know Derek and I talked about kind of keeping track of like that annual thank you note, like what you were saying.
Right.
Just kind of re-engaging that conversation. I've got those initial meetings with a new client, and I'm building in the referral process as part of the agenda.
That's great. That's terrific. All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to your work. I think Derek, are you back?
I'm sorry. Golly, I've now got an attack dog. I've got these three. I don't know. Okay. My dog, the men, these gigantic men are afraid of my dog. they think that he's going to attack them, even though he's behind glass. I mean, he can't get through. Anyway, so.
I know that. I know the problem. I had a lab who wasn't scary at all. He was a sweetheart, but some guys just do not like dogs. You know, they're
freaked out by the dog. And anyway, so you could see the fear that came over one of the guys' faces.
I know. I've seen it, and it's good. Because they don't come around the house except to work.
That's right. Okay.
So
no,
I was just,
I'm sorry. Today.
Yeah, not a good day. But I was just talking to Johnny about the two things, you know, those two concepts of how to get endorsements or how to get introductions without asking, the idea of the annual thank you phone call to both the client and to the person that was introduced. I just wondered if you started to get that on the calendar.
I have. We got the report and it's done. Yep, I'm looking at it right this second. So I've got all the raw data here.
Great.
All the accounting dates, the anniversaries, everything. So,
awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
So you're gonna use your new associate to put that in, or are you gonna do it, or what are you gonna do with it?
I I've got to figure out the best way to get it into our folders. I guess Johnny's going to be my help on this one.
Yeah, if you can just take them off, put the date on there on your calendar, and then if you're using Outlook, Johnny, just hit, annual reminder, right? Recurring annually. And then you just need to look at the calendar every month and see who's on there. And then those names go on the agenda.
And that's one of the things that Derek and I talked about after last meeting is putting it on kind of like that first Monday of the month and just listing out the names and anniversaries. So that way it kind of stays top of mind.
Right.
And just doing that, like you said, that annual reminder. So it's just once I get that list, I'll be able to knock it out pretty quickly.
Yeah. Let's see if you can do it, guys, because I'm really excited to look, it's not everybody that does this, and I just want you to do it because I think it's going to be very effective. You both are guys that understand, gratefulness and thank you notes and how important this stuff is, but I want to turn it into business, right? So I need you to get it done and then start working it and then get me some good stories.
Okay. Johnny, I just forwarded that Excel spreadsheet over to you.
Awesome.
But Johnny, I like the first Monday of the month thing just to say, okay, who's coming up this month? And let's get that on the agenda for each of these clients. Just a way of bringing it top of mind,
And I was also going to put it on like a shared calendar. So that way I've got visibility into it. Derek's got visibility into it. For both of our clients, so kind of that accountability partner.
Yeah, beautiful. And then, like I said, it just somehow you got to get it from there onto the agenda, so that when Derek's talking to the guy, he doesn't go, "Oh crap, I forgot to thank him."
So we've officially got the list, and we'll be able to start giving you some stories soon. Because it's done before lunch.
Yay. Man.
Oh, Johnny, hey, you might want to delete that. Delete it and I'll resend it. I got to clean it up a little bit. There's some things I can't share with you. I apologize.
Don't worry.
Doing that?
Deleting now.
Cool. Thank you. I'll get it to you.
Okay. Okay, guys. I think that's good. Let you go and take care of the workers and get that basement fixed.
Well, cross your fingers. Next month we'll have everything under the. It'll be behind us.
Awesome.
So
great.
All right. Thank you, Rob. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. This year's been exciting. I owe a lot to you. So.
Well, thanks. Well, that's my spinach for Popeye. You tell me that stuff
is
working, I get all my juices going. I'm all ready to go for the rest of the day. So keep up the good stories. That's what I need. Thanks a million.
It's been a wild ride. Okay. Talk to you soon, Rob. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. See you, Johnny.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye.